Since 1923, the Scholastic Art and Writing Awards have recognized the creative accomplishments of teenagers across the country. Now, listen to this list of previous winners. How about Truman Capote, Andy Warhol, Sylvia Plath, Lena Dunham? Ever heard of her? Well, our next guests are getting ready to join their ranks. With me in the studio is Ellie Braun. She's 17 years old. She's the gold medal winner at this year's Scholastic Art and Writing Awards. Ellie earned her medal in the drawing category. Hi, Ellie.
Hi.
Also with us in the studio is her fellow gold medalist, 18-year-old Jack Rayson, who won the writing portfolio category this year. Hi, Jack.
Hi.
You can see Ellie's drawings on thetakeaway.org and a link to Jack's writing portfolio, and everybody should do that so they can get a good sense of what we're talking about today. Welcome, guys.
Hi.
Well, must feel good, Ellie, to be a winner. I mean, I just listed some pretty heavy-hitting American artists.
Yeah, it's so surreal. I've never had this kind of experience. It's been amazing.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your work, Ellie. And, well, Jack, we're going to talk about yours, too. Ellie, I'm looking at your drawings, and they're colorful, and they're mostly of what appear to be, cross-dressing young men.
Yeah. I kind of was dealing with the idea of gender identity, and I wanted to bring to the table the stereotypes that go along with, you know, certain traits, masculine and feminine. And I was kind of just combining those two things and putting them on paper. And yeah, it was definitely like an evolution for me, because it started out a very simple idea, just makeup, costume. And then it really turned into something that was identity and true to me.
There's a great deal of joy in your work. I mean, there's a lot of smiling, there's cupcakes, there's color, and almost like a party.
Yeah. It's been a really personal experience for me. So I see myself sort of in all of the subjects that I work with.
Well, Jack Rayson, you're from Nashville, Tennessee.
Yep.
Just graduated high school. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Also in the ranks of Truman Capote and Sylvia Plath. So that's got to feel okay.
Yeah, it feels pretty nice.
I'm sure. Well, you have a short story that won, and it's called We Have Not Left You, Planet Earth. This is in the writing category. Help me understand sort of the scene. I'll set the scene just very briefly. The story is you as a 12-year-old riding with your parents in a minivan.
It's actually not a personal memoir. It's a 12-year-old girl, and she's riding in a minivan with her parents, and they're moving from Kentucky to California. And they hear on the radio that the first manned mission to Mars has missed the planet, and it's just this little capsule of people floating off into space. The story doesn't take place when that happens. It's actually the narrator reflecting on that event, that kind of moment in a memory, and thinking about trying to process her thoughts.
One of those emotional moments when a person really can't forget how they were feeling and what they were doing at the time. You know, I read your story and space stories came to mind. I remember where I was in seventh grade when the Shuttle Challenger exploded.
A lot of that story came to me when we were talking in a class I was taking. It was after one of the anniversaries of 9/11, and a teacher was talking about it, and I was in kindergarten at the time, and that's a pretty kind of abstract concept for a kindergartner to process. So it didn't hit me as hard as it did for adults, but I'm still old enough to have been alive and have memories of it from when it happened. So I'm kind of in this almost a gray area. And so a lot of the story, We Have Not Left You, Planet Earth, is this girl kind of surrounded by people who are kind of grieving all of a sudden. Like, she's on the highway in the middle of traffic, and all of a sudden she comes to this realization that pretty much everyone around her is crying, and she isn't. And she has this kind of moment of trying to justify why she isn't crying and why she isn't, like, feeling grief in any way.
Jack, your story in a lot of ways is about remembrances, and I just wanted to take a second, if I could. We're spending the day today remembering D-Day. Now, this is 70 years. It's an event that I don't remember I wasn't around, and neither were the two of you. Jack, I'm interested, though, in your reflections. Your story is about remembrances and about emotional remembrances.
Yes, it's very much about emotional remembrances because, I don't know, I'm more of an emotional thinker than an analytical thinker. So I tend to remember things in terms of emotion. And that's a lot of the writing I do is about memory and about being young, being a kid. and having then remembering kind of experiences you had as a kid. Because I think a lot of times it's so easy to kind of dismiss the actions and kind of goings on of children as simple and not try and justify them in any way.
Well, Ellie, as I come back to you, you know, I mentioned this notion that your work is very joyful at the top, but it's very striking because you're dealing with an area that's potentially very painful, that is painful for a lot of people, let alone millions of teens probably. But I'm struck, I'll repeat it, of how much sort of joy and laughter there is in this work. It's almost got a comic book feel in some ways, but it's got a lot of laughter too.
I think that a lot of what I wanted to capture was, you know, I wanted to make an impact on the viewer, and I wanted the viewer to kind of reflect on their own beliefs about the issue. And it came to me just as, you know, if the people in my portraits, if they're laughing and kind of joyful and with kind of that kitschy aesthetic that I was going for, maybe the viewer can take it as a positive thing and not be, you know, freaked out by it, like a lot of people are.
Well, Ellie, what's next?
I am going to Parsons, the new school for design, next year for the fall, and I'm going in as a fine arts major, and I don't really know what's going to happen from there, but I'm really excited.
And a member of the Scholastic Art and Writing Awards Club. Jack, so are you. What's next?
I will be attending Kenyon College in the fall.
Well, that's Ellie Braun, 17, from Richmond, Virginia, winner of the Scholastic Art and Writing Awards category in drawing, and Jack Rayson, winner of the writing portfolio. You can check out both of their work by going on thetakeaway.org. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.